Hi, this is Rod Faulkner, and you are listening to the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 118 of the 7thMatrix.com Eye on Sci-Fi podcast. The podcast where we share with you terrific indie, science fiction and fantasy, online short films and web series, as well as conversations with interesting filmmakers, authors, and other creatives. Thank you so much for joining me. This episode will be released on October 19th, and that means that the Halloween holiday is creeping ever closer. As I was wondering what project to feature in this episode that would be appropriate for Halloween, I came up with a perfect candidate. The name of the project is Divine, the web series, and Divine is a provocative beast. It poses intriguing questions concerning free will, determinism, and redemption in the guise of a dark, supernatural drama. The story centers on a mysterious, immortal man named Cesar Divine, portrayed with tortured gravitas by Dan Payne. Divine is on a quest to protect humanity from insidious supernatural beings who inhabit dark corners of cities and the human soul. He does so in order to gain penance for some unknown sin that has damned him for eternity. Assisting him on his quest is a remarkable supporting cast of characters, each with secrets of their own. Deacon Jim is a devout, compassionate man of the cloth with a hidden past. Father Andrew is a young priest having a crisis of faith until he witnesses the miraculous. Jin is Divine's constant companion, a young woman whose motivations and history have yet to be revealed. Rounding out the cast is Father Christopher, played by actor Misha Collins, who is best known for his popular role as Cass the Angel on the long-running CW hit TV show Supernatural. Mr. Collins also pulls triple duty as actor, co-creator, and co-producer of Divine the series. Six episodes were produced, and they make for compelling viewing. As Divine grapples with his need for redemption, we, the viewer, witness him face off against demonic beings in gloriously grotesque action sequences. During quieter moments, the characters engage in earnest debates about the nature of good and evil. This would sound preachy if not for the smart, grounded scripts by the writing team led by co-creator Ivan Hayden. What also makes Divine the series so exceptional is it trusts in the intelligence of its audience. You, the viewer, are left to draw your own conclusions at the series' end. Of course, a link to this atmospheric supernatural drama will be included in the show notes of this episode. Just visit the7thmatrix.com and navigate to podcast, or use the direct link, the7thmatrix.com/EOSF podcast, to access not only the show notes of this episode, but an archive of show notes from all of our previous episodes as well. While you're visiting the7thmatrix.com, I encourage you to explore all of the other short films and web series that we've curated on the site. Sign up for our newsletter so that our latest discoveries will be sent directly into your mailbox. I also need to ask you to visit our support section. The 7th Matrix is and will always remain an ad-free website. But in order to continue our work, we need your help. When you visit our support section, you will discover donate buttons via PayPal and Cash App. No matter the amount of your support, it helps us a great deal, and we appreciate it. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts, because that does help other science fiction and fantasy fans find us, and we appreciate that a great deal too. So, until next episode, stay safe and healthy out there. And remember, take a break, escape the mundane, and enter the fantastic. Take care.